I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One time, my G.
Benny Bax vs. Mimi. It's going,
my boy. Oh, is he responding?
I don't like
something he said. Let's talk about it.
I don't like it.
Oh, so it's going off on the roof.
It's going off on the roof.
We'll do the casual talk in a minute then. Let's just get straight to the vibes. Wait, what's going on? Because Benny Banks and what, Mimi's, what's happening? What's going on out there?
Now,
Let's discuss it.
You know, I'm a fat fuck. If you don't know, it's a local place where you can go get a little food.
Strongly.
It's not what you believe it was. So I'm over there doing my thing. In West Side London, Fat Fuck.
Oh, mad, that's ironic.
Come on. He's also an artist from back in the day. Channel U, check it out. So I'm in the car, and then I just jump on Twitter and I see Mimi has put on her Twitter, she's put like four pictures, and it's alluding to the fact that she kind of has a problem with Benny Banks, who is coming out and basically wanting to know why Little Sims is nominated for a Brit Award.
Right.
But from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong,
yeah,
to be nominated for a Brit Award in 2024, that means you would have put out something from like, what, the end of November to 2022 to...
Yeah.
So therefore, I think she put something out in late 2022.
It was in December.
So Benny Banks, this is incorrect information just from the off.
Yeah, that's
then
a
on top of that, it's a stinker. Benny Banks, you and Little Sims are from the same ends. You're from Izzy, and just where I'm from and the culture I'm from, like it's a situation where if I've got a problem with someone that's on my doorstep, I give you a blight. We'll sort it out in person.
Right,
you're about to go online and just start discrediting the girl, and you're discrediting the girl on the premise of information that is not correct.
Exactly.
This proper stinks. And then you extend it and start talking about bloggers and something about you've helped build the scene. And my brother, my Benny Banks, my guy, I love you. I love your team.
And you're welcome everyone on the couch
you're
as well.
You're welcome
bro.
To sit here. But when you start talking about building the scene, my guy, you're not one of the guys to start having that long conversation. I don't want to hear people just say, because they was around, they made major contributions. When you disappear for a period of time and there's still people here doing the work and you're not, and then you have the luxury of coming back in to a system that has been built, my guy, that's you profiting off other people's work. So don't come out here on some unfounding father nonsense, bro. That's gets on my nerves, fam. UK rap, my guy, you've made a contribution, but when it comes to founding UK rap contributions, my guy, I would never put your name there like that.
Yeah,
never. And there's no consistency from you as well. You come out when you feel like it.
But I'm not mad at that.
I'm mad at that for the simple fact that, my guy, I ain't gonna get on other people that are putting out consistently, because that gives me the opportunity to come back out and do stuff. If there's no competition, there's no fucking competition. There's nothing. You've just got one rapper. If the Premier League had one team, my guy, there's nothing to watch. So don't come out here getting on the competition who are keeping the scene alive to allow you to come back and drop your tape that you dropped 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that was actually good. Check the visuals, I was rating your thing. Don't come out here and get on Little Sims, fam.
No, it's hard. And do you know what the thing is as well, yeah? I lightly have a problem when the rant is self-indulgent.
Brother!
Because that's where it came from a little bit. It felt like quite self-indulgent. Yeah,
yeah, he touched on some important things.
Super important.
That I touched on in 2014. So you're late to the party, man. But no problem. Thank you for coming.
That's one of the reasons why. Because even though it's in the notes and that, I was like, are we going to... Should we find a unique way to discuss? I mean, we've talked, we podded for such a long time because we've gone over this for such a long time. But so elements of what he was saying, I got.
100%.
But the problem with what he said was it was the campaign. It was almost like the light campaigning for Little Sims to not be there on inaccurate information.
You called Getz ghetto. Oh. It's 2024, my guy. Like, if you're going to come forward, at least make the information accurate. Get people's names like it's 2024. Like, you could call me Poe today. Couldn't be Poet's Corner in 2024. It's just weird, my guy. Like, I'm just saying, honestly, I'm sorry to cut you off, Chucky. But Chucky hit the nail on the head. I just feel there's something you wanted to say and you used that as a vehicle to say it. And yeah. I'm not from that elk. I'm from that. If I have a problem with something specific, yeah. I attack the problem. I don't care about everything else. And just felt like to me, there's other things he wanted to say and he used that as a vehicle. Anything you've got personal, my guy, leave Little Sims out of it, my G.
Yeah,
leave
please.
All of that the, out of the, it. The reason
being as well, yeah, is because... Another reason why I had just a light issue, and I do sometimes when it comes to Sims. Some people mention or bring up really interesting takes, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. I could never shut them down. But sometimes I feel like she's the easier target in a situation like mm-hmm. that because of where she is and what she represents. If it was Giggs, I don't think that I just don't think that it is even nearly a thing. And that's why it's harder for me to respect it at points. Because you see, like with Sims, yeah? Sims is a style of rapper that isn't necessarily that smoky stuff that usually gets talked about a lot. She kept her head down, done her own thing, and she's in her lane. And there's like a crop of rappers that are in that are super cold. And she's at the forefront of that. And I feel like those crop of rappers are always the ones that are the easier targets in regards to campaigning against when it comes to talking about these type of things. And I don't like that. You're essentially saying as well that in that, because I think sometimes people are not necessarily aware of what Little Sims is actually doing. The type of shows that she's doing and the numbers that she's actually putting up. Because it might not be in their world so much.
And you know
but
what
you know why
world?
You can't dismiss them? I'll tell you one a reason why you can't dismiss that element of rap. Yeah. Because that element of rap represents a different type of experience. And if we're only going to be at the forefront of one experience, then... Without you actually saying it, this is not just him, but this is just people that
people
do this.
People in general.
Without you actually saying this, you're essentially saying there's only one black experience, and there isn't. There's many different black experiences.
And to pause you, Benny Banks, you can't say there's one black experience. Continue.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Of course.
On the estate, there are different groups of people that still represent a certain thing. And she's here. And some people are over there, but we're still here together though. It's still ultimately the art form. We're still on the same estate. We still come from the same communities. Do you get what I'm saying? So I know that I'm taking it out to go here, but it's like, that's one of the reasons why I always stand up for them. You know what I mean?
My brother, it's like what we were saying last week about the role Sully plays in the film Kitchen, and we would like to see different roles or different interpretations right. from an individual from, you know, the hood, so to speak. I'm like, my guy, Benny was like, he personalized the situation and said he hasn't seen the Little Sims buzz, so to speak. He didn't use them specific words, but that's the type of vibe I got from it. And I'm thinking to myself, what, because you haven't seen it, it's not happening. If a tree drops in a forest and no one's there to witness it, didn't happen.
Sorry to interrupt you. It's like, in that, all you got to do is just do a little bit of research. It's not hard.
People at home, if you don't come across something, 9 times out of 10, you're probably lazy. Go and make an effort to see what's going on, bro.
Sims is really, really, really outside.
Wait, listen, 2014.
Like, Sims is actually, what Sims does is a very small percentage of what people are actually doing.
There's a pub right next to Highbury Lizard and Train Station that I had to do a show in 2011, 2010. 2011. So you come out Highbury Lizard and Station and the pub and you go down the staircase.
Yeah.
I first saw Little Sim performing there in 2011, 2010. In 2024, she's nominated for a Brit. I don't want to hear nothing.
No.
You want to talk about graft? I don't want to hear nothing. That's a real Danny graft right there. On top of that, the first time we had a Sims conversation and we were disputing certain situations about Sims, it was because, and sorry to say the name, I know you don't like me, give me dirty looks at the airport, but my guy,
still,
it's me. Yeah, man, you got to get over it. It's a bridge, my bro. Eddie.
Right.
I didn't like the way Eddie was forcing a situation within culture, because in culture, it should happen naturally.
Right.
In capital and commercial, do whatever you got to do to get the bag. I will do the same thing. Let's support it. In culture, we grow organically.
Yeah.
We ain't trying to get that chicken that there's 100 chickens in a room that only 20 chickens are meant to be in. This is organic.
Mm.
So when you don't do it organically in this area, I'm very, very upset, my guy.
Mm.
And at that point, I'm happy with the situation. But it was less to do with Little Sims and more to do with Eddie.
Yeah. In 2020, the business element.
The business, I didn't like it. In 2024, if you were trying to discredit this girl,
it's crazy.
I don't even know what. I don't get it.
It's crazy.
So Benny, my guy.
And can we also, by the way, we need to eradicate, because like obviously we're talking about 2024, because the award show is 2024. But when we're talking about the music, we got to go beyond that. So like, I think when I was reading it, it seemed like he was counting this year. But this year is only 30 days old. So essentially, if you had something out a couple of weeks ago, it wouldn't have been counted because it's still early.
Oh, we spoke about that. He didn't get the timings of the actual, what is actually eligible to be awarded for the time in which
right.
He got it completely wrong. So his argument from the off was wrong. And I'm just like, that proves to me you're lazy. You're a musician.
Mm.
If you don't know how to get nominated for these awards, why are you even arguing with them? You don't even know whether you release a project when it's going to even be in the conversation for a Brit Award. But you want to have an argument with the Brits. This doesn't make sense. Do not revise for your exam the night before. You will fail. Strongly. Unless you're me. I don't like it, my guy. Honestly, Benny, you're better than that, bro. You're better than that. Yeah, let's be honest. When you was making Bada Boom, Bada Bing, that was not a contribution to culture. Let's have it right, geezer.
Oh,
when you've gone back to your stuff that you do, we rate you, my bro. That. Everyone's allowed to make mistakes. Everyone's allowed to grow. Everyone's allowed to show some growth. My guy, what are you doing? You disappeared for so long, came back, and you're doing this.
Nah, but you know what?
I hear you don't
like the disappearing thing. If he wants to disappear, cool, and he's entitled to his opinion.
No. You can't disappear, come back, and start speaking about what should be happening in culture.
Was wrong.
Where was you 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Nah, my brother. That's like the disappearing dad that comes out of his son's life for 10 years, comes back and says, son, why are you not eating your broccoli?
Nah, but it wouldn't
Guess
have
been... Guess what? I told Chucky and my man, I'm eating my broccoli. I've got proof.
But it
Carry
wouldn't
on.
Have been so bad if the
I've
take...
Got the proof.
If he was right.
What's that?
If he came out and he was right, then he
Oh,
wouldn't...
no, of course. That's the reasons why I'm even going more ham. Because I said, you was wrong. And now we're rolling into why you're wrong. Okay. And saying it's just the whole thing, Chucky. Smells. And I think, Benny, you picked on Mimi, and I know Mimi is an easy target on Twitter as well. Easy for people to attack her on Twitter. Mm. But just like I said to my friend in the car today, I have to be clear about this. This is not completely accurate, but I've done some little bit of research. I ain't got the numbers.
That's what you gotta
do. There's 65 million people in England, I heard just under half is on the internet. I heard about 40% of that explores social media and 20% of that is actually on Twitter. So when you speak about culture in the scene, don't go to social media, because my mum's not there, but she's really into this culture. So we need to really understand what we're speaking about when we're speaking about culture. Because if you did, you wouldn't be arguing about Little Sims. You would have been arguing about Bada Boom, Bada Bing back in 2014 or whenever it was, fam. I'm just not happy, bro.
Did get stopped last year anyway.
I want to say...
I feel like he dropped in 2022 and in the middle part of it.
Let's find out, because he did have a lot to say about Getz.
Maybe even 2021. I'm not even going to lie, you know.
If Getz's last project...
Is that the last project? I'm pretty...
That's the one that TJ done, right?
Yeah. Wait, hold on one second.
That's a little while ago, you know.
Let me just check this quickly.
His last project, Conflict of Interest, was dropped when?
2021. This is bad.
And this is the
only... That had Mozambique, Good Hearts. Yeah, that was a cold present. He's actually getting ready to drop this year as well.
He is. TJ's forward. Back in. Shout out, Tim.
I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, big up to Getz as well.
He dropped something recently. I don't know if you saw it. He's laying on a super rude boy sofa in at the beach.
Yeah, I think he was in St. Vincent, isn't it?
St. Vincent.
Nathan
Tete on the camera.
Yeah, big him up still. But yeah, look, bro. Yeah. 2021 and Ghetto.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm sure Get saw that and was like,
oh, don't bring me involved
yeah,
in loud, this.
Yeah, please.
Benny dropped last year, no?
Benny dropped in the past 2-3 years. And do you know what? I can't lie, brother. It's good.
Yeah.
Tell the truth,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I do remember. Tell the truth, what was it again?
No, I remember there was a video I saw where he was.
Wait, it's an EP?
Next to it was an EP, like, yeah, yeah. Listen.
Burning Bridges.
I'm sure there's an EP I saw.
That was 2022. That's good, though.
Yeah, brother. Benny can spit, bro. 2023 December. Benny can spit, bro. I just don't like this.
I haven't heard this, though.
I haven't heard the last thing that came out, but the project...
He is good still, but he's wrong. it's as simple as
it's,
that.
It's stank.
He woke up in... Was this... Did he say this in the morning or was this...
Big man, I don't know.
Okay. Because sometimes people wake up on the wrong side of the bed. The spliff's not... You get what I'm saying? Sometimes people put the... You know what I mean?
I hear you. I've been there.
Yeah, man. The spliff's a bit bent up. You know what I mean?
I woke up on the floor.
Right.
You get the wrong side of the bed.
Hey, I'm having nightmares a lot recently, you know?
Huh?
Yeah, bro.
What does that mean? Let me see. Check it. Check that, please.
Yeah.
What's happening in the nightmares? Now let's unpack.
The nightmares is that man are coming for me, bro.
So type in being attacked in your sleep, in your dreams. What does it mean? They all have meanings.
Or like, yeah, I'm trying to get away from the man, like from things, innit?
Can I ask you a question? When you're running, does he
I'm
find
not
it
running,
hard? No. You can't run.
I'm hiding.
You're hiding.
Yeah.
So
do you know what? It's not even that I'm hiding. Like the last one, yes, like the one that I had just recently, yeah. From what I remember, we're in the same building. And I know that there's man them in the building looking for me. So I'm not necessarily hiding in the building. It's a big building, but we're-
What time is it, by the way? Because we got solar coming now, I forgot.
It's 3 o'clock. I got to leave, you don't got to leave at four. Dreams about being beaten or being attacked are often related to issues of control in your life.
Okay.
And your own vulnerability. So that's interesting.
What do you mean your own vulnerability?
Say, yeah, like I would say that I'm like quite open with my vulnerability.
I agree. You do the podcast, you come here, you sit, you
yeah,
chat
and
to
told,
people.
And I told the truth.
But?
But that doesn't mean that I'm still, okay, I hear
ah,
it. But even though I'm open with it, doesn't mean that I'm like I might be going through it still.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Because Drake does this. Do you know what we clocked, yeah? Well, not me.
Okay,
Mitch.
Sorry.
Go on.
Yeah, just showing me something. But it can be about your own unresolved internal conflict.
This is different now.
Right.
Conflict of interest. Gets. Not strongly. Ghetto. 2024. Talk to me.
But
brother, so what? So what's happened within the past year where you are trying to overcome something inside and you can't do it?
Go back, because I'm just brainstorming as I'm reading the sentence.
Okay.
Any
love interest?
Your own unresolved.
Oh, there's a smirk.
You're easy.
That's the one the man them don't really like to admit.
But can be about your own unresolved internal conflict.
Okay, could it be
career? You know what? I can see something.
Oh.
I can see something, but that's not a conversation for today.
Oh, yeah, but there is something.
I can see something. I can attach that last bit there to something.
Yeah.
I just don't know if that's why I'm having it though. Because I'm in a building, the last one, and it's a big building.
Yeah.
But the man them are there, and I'm in the building, and they're trying to find me. I'm not hiding in the building, but you know that feeling of like, let's say for example, right, me and you are doing a pod or whatever, and then let's say the receptionist comes in and says, right, like there's a few men upstairs with straps looking for you, you know? You know that feeling that you feel like you might get in here, like what? What did I do? Wait, what's going on?
Can we present the situation a little bit more realistic? Anyhow that receptionist upstairs comes out and tells us like that? I've got an issue.
No, but I'm
giving... some guys upstairs. You got some guns. Want
to
kill you?
I'm talking about. I'm speaking
the
to
actual
the feeling.
Yeah, crazy.
That you would get if you knew that was what was happening up there. You get what I'm saying?
Texas.
So I'm having that, and I'm waking up with it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'm waking up with it. But when I wake up, I feel all right. It's like I'm a man. I need some time to defrost, innit? That's a normal thing for me.
Come on. Man.
I wake up. I need to defrost. That's me. But I'm waking up with the feeling. I'm still defrosting at the same time. It's not taking me longer to defrost. But I'm still waking up with the feeling, bro. It's nuts.
So then maybe you
and it didn't happen when I was in Jamaica.
Yeah, but you come on. What'd you expect? You're sleeping under the eyes of the Lord. Really?
Stop. Right then.
Do you know what I'm over here, there's other people looking at you as well. Yeah. In Jamaica, just God.
Yeah.
And Jada Kingdom. But.
I hate that. And a bad
2024 ghetto. Do you know what? You can't really address it then. You got to leave this envelope alone because you are saying that the thing that it could potentially be causing this, you're going through the process of it right
I'm
now.
I think I'm reaching.
Oh, you think you're reaching?
I think I'm reaching. Like, as I'm thinking about that thing in the last sentence, I feel like I'm reaching because I just don't know if it's that. Do you know what it might have a lot to do with? I'll tell you what it actually might have a lot to do with is that a lot of the time when I'm going to sleep, before I go to sleep, sometimes I'll go on Twitter.
Oh,
and
no.
And I'll see, you know, like, do you know, bro, let me tell you something, yeah?
I don't, you see, are you meant to put Twitter, your phone down like an hour before you're going to bed?
Yeah, I'm supposed to do that. But you see on Twitter, I'm calling it, yeah?
Twitter's crazy.
So most people, I don't know, like, what do you look at? Do you look at following or for you?
Oh, for you?
Okay, so that's what I'm on. I'm just on for
100%.
You. Are you just following? Yes.
Yeah, it's I'm dangerous.
What? Bear genocide? Bear genocide is coming on up on my thing.
Is it? A pawn's on my thing?
Is it?
There's what?
Do you know what? I'm not. I want to divert very quickly. Years ago, you put me onto Twitter. I didn't know that there was porn on Twitter.
Twitter porn is what? The convenience of it. My nigga, you just arrive at scenes. You're just arriving at a scene. Instead of you having to, you arrive at the scene of the crime.
You don't, like the beginning bit where they're just walking in from somewhere. Like that bit gets cut out. I'm straight at 20 minutes 45.
You arrive at the scene.
Yes.
They forget all of the context, forget the build up play. You just have a shot from 30 yards. I like it.
I'm straight at 23 minutes.
Highlights.
Highlights.
But it's not even really highlights because it doesn't really show you much of the irrelevant conversation unless you're like me, you want to.
You don't get the context. I used to like the context. I used to want to know, like, why are you there? Like, you know, what's the vibe? Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
a little bit.
And then, you know what I mean? Then we can go to 16 minutes.
Because sometimes I look at it and I'm thinking, how did he get her? This is crazy.
Exactly.
Oh, he was the mechanic.
Exactly.
He fixed the car.
Or it was like the boyfriend's brethren or...
And look what he...
You know what I mean? Okay. But anyway, now, boom. So I'll be on the thing and I'm just seeing bear genocide in that now, yeah?
Sorry, Keisha's face was disgusted, by the way.
No, I just, like, wouldn't want to see any of that, just, like,
when
I'm thinking
that
it's done.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest with you. I still do like the... do you know what I do? Okay, firstly, let me tell you something. Porn addiction is real, right?
It's real. Kanye okay,
so be careful with that, right? Be careful with that, right? Anyway, but what I would say is that if I am indulging... I can't just be right in the middle. I need to start from at least the top.
Nah, man.
What are you saying? You don't watch it from the neck.
What?
It depends,
man.
You start right at the sex.
I ain't got no time, man. I got to get high license straight. No, always a little bit ahead.
Yeah, you got to get a little bit of neck.
But also, like, for me, because Twitter porn's different. It's not like when you go on your phone, consciously know who you're looking for. I don't really have that information in my head, but I have Twitter porn. So you're just scrolling and beggars can't be choosers. So if I see a ting and I'm like, you know what, I don't really like your face. You ain't really got big titties, but the back off is crazy. And we're there, then big man, we're there.
Do you know what? I would just store it in my mind. So you know what? I would know this bit is good for the middle. So I'm going to come back for that. Let me go and find some neck. Then I'll be there. Then I'll come back for the middle. Yeah, then I might find me an ending.
You might lose it though.
Huh?
Yeah, lose but what?
On Twitter, if you go too far down the rabbit hole, you might not come back to where you start, what you want.
Now, usually if...
Oh, you did a bookmark.
No, I'm just saying you can find out. You're making it like it's impossible.
But firstly, Twitter, I don't like...
But you're
I was just surprised what Twitter porn actually does. I didn't even know it was a thing. It's not my go-to. But if it was going to be my go-to, then what I would do is I'd probably find the one that has it all. Or has bits of what I like. Do you get what I'm saying?
Rubbish,
as opposed to having to like keep finding this, that. Because that's where it's mad. That's where it just gets mad. I need convenience. I'm sitting here at least with my trousers half down.
Yeah, Chucky, I hear you, but Chucky...
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got time to be doing... You know what I mean? Chucky, I got things to do.
I hear you, but you see your passport. If you just use your passport in the same countries, it's boring.
Mm.
When I first found the world of Twitter porn, this is new to me.
I couldn't believe it when you told me. I didn't realise it was actually a thing.
Let's explore.
And it just comes up sometimes on my... But it don't come up on my timeline. It comes up when... I tell you when it does come up, actually, is if somebody says something.
That tweets it.
And then someone quote tweets it with, yeah. And then I go down these stupid rabbit holes, bro.
Click on it, and the next thing you know,
next minute I'm here and then I'm on that one's thing and then I'm here and then I'm there and then...
But what makes it worse is female rappers, I'm not saying to be rude, but female rappers in America, yeah, you just got to go to their posts, bro. Oh my God. If they post something wild, like my booty hole brown or something like that, and then you go to all of the tweets underneath that,
yeah,
you're really seeing the brown booty hole and it's not sexy red. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy.
It's a man of his meat out.
Yes, yes, bro, I hate that.
Bro, I'm off Twitter straight away. I have to close the app.
I can't lie to you. My Twitter knows me, and I know my Twitter.
It doesn't do.
They would never give me. You know
where? I'll tell you where it comes up, though.
No, Netflix.
Talk that talk. Talk that talk. Talk that talk.
What about the frog up someone's butthole?
That was
you. That was crazy.
You're lying.
No, I'm not, because I think Twitter knew.
It comes up on your Twitter. You're a liar.
That I wanted to see that.
What? Wait, hold on.
Do you remember I showed you right here?
Oh, the you did. Yeah,
my Twitter knows I need to see that so I can do howlers.
I bet
for
it
howlers.
Does. It does, isn't it?
For how else am I going to give?
Right, okay then.
How would I give the howlers to you lot? There's a particular area that he spoke about that my Twitter don't take me. That is true.
I like it. Somebody's in here holding you accountable for your crud. Yeah.
Feels right.
He tried to tell me I can cook today at lunch, and then
he said what?
He's trying to tell me he can cook mashed potato. Oh, I never cooked mashed potato in my life. And then I turned to him and said, I saw fucking mashed potato with water in it in your sink. Oh, Keisha Ryan. He's a liar.
I tried to make mashed potato. Well, at least the potato was mash.
It wasn't. It was like hot potatoes in there.
It's mash up.
He's trying.
Wait, are you trying to cook though?
Huh?
Are you trying?
Do you know what? Yeah, to be honest with you, if you lot are in the entertainment industry like myself, Chucky, EA Sports, and the individual with the green boots, you will know tax month was this month. And after looking at my tax, I had to say, yo, I'm not on this delivery Uber Eats thing like that no more. It's actually mad. Like, only when you take into consideration the whole year. So I'm not going to never do it.
No,
of course,
do it.
On here and there, but all of a sudden.
Make sure he's learning how to cook.
It's just that.
Make sure he's learning how
to cook. I'm getting
my
food. Nando's.
Yeah, because we had it together.
Okay, what about the night before?
Nando's.
Oh, jeez.
Big facts. And the night before that, MSN bought me one love. Find your way through.
That
proper, isn't it? I'm a bad viewer. I'm trying to get dinner tonight, homie. Oh, my God, I'm getting Cocos on them.
I told you.
Find your way through, but eventually, yeah, cooking off a run, man, because honestly, brother.
Sometimes it is long.
Yeah.
But it is good. It's like you can save money through cooking.
The problem is this, Chucky. Cooking is a process and is a habit and is a consistency, so you know all the stuff about it. Now, if you don't cook, you don't even know when you're going to be hungry. So you don't know when you're going to need to want to eat. You're just hungry. And you can't cook when you're hungry. You got to cook beforehand, so when you're hungry, your food's there. But I don't know how long it's going to take for me to be hungry. That's
my
problem.
Hear what I'm saying. When you are a regular cooker, you will have moments where you go in the fridge and there's that in the container in here and boom, you just warm that up and bang, boom, bing. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
so you're
crazy.
All right. You just got to start getting into the process of like cooking, and then it becomes a routine, and then there's things there.
No, to be honest with you, let me show you how bad I was. We don't have to
tell you what though, dash red the microwave.
I'm thinking about dashing red the microwave, but also, do you know what's bad about me? Like, I would order breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, I wouldn't even go to the fridge and just, like, have some cereal. Or, like I wasn't doing anything. So now, go to Jordy's Instagram, please. I'm going to have the video soon. You saw me buying fruit at 11:30 last night, so we can make sure that in the morning we're fruited up.
Strongly.
No homo.
Without being
so,
fruity.
Yeah, man. Keep it fruity, no homo, man.
But do you know what? Just quickly going back to the dream thing. Yeah, it's a bit mad at the moment, but it's all right. I think it's got a bit to do with the stuff that I'm consuming on Twitter. And I don't think it's all a genocide. Because remember, when I came in before, I said that there's been times where I've woken up out of my sleep hearing, feeling like there's bombs going off and all kinds of shit. But one thing that I have been looking at a lot is there's a Twitter page that just showing all of the crime that's happening in the UK. And it's just like, it shows videos of certain things. So I'm going to bed sometimes watching it. So I think when I go to sleep, it's in my subconscious, bam, next minute, you know, tapped in, and now I'm in a fucking, trying to run away from youths with a fucking zombie knife or some shit like that.
You need to make your reality weird. Like, I'll just say this and I won't say any more on it. And this has happened for about, I would say I've noticed it for about 2 months. In my house, for no reason, and anyone that comes right now, if you watch this, you will notice, you could be sitting down in complete silence and you will hear the sound of someone putting their hands on the, or like walking on my staircase. I swear to God, you will hear someone just go like someone walking on my staircase. Like, it makes the same sound I make when I walk on my staircase. I swear to God. And I've never said anything about it. So because that's so weird to me, my reality is weird. Then I go to Twitter, it's weird. My dreams are weird. Everything's the same. There is nothing weird over here. So what I'm saying to you in person is, jump on the roads, Chucky. Because when you jump on the roads and you're doing all the mad thing, then when you see your house, mad thing, dreams, normal.
I hear that still.
This is true. Kid, I'm being so serious. Watch. The house is haunted. No, it's not haunted. I don't think it's haunted.
What
I don't know
what
it
is. That?
I don't know.
What?
No, not that sound.
Oh shit, she's
fucking not that. I'm talking, you can hear someone's foot go across the carpet on my check. I swear, do you know what I'm gonna do? I'm literally gonna sit down in my house tonight, I'm gonna put my phone there, and I'm gonna record it, and when it happens, I'm gonna send it to you. It happens every day, bro.
Serious?
I'm talking like it could happen like 2 p.m. in the day. I could be sitting down and be in my house by myself, and before, I'll be listening to Qualm, shout out No Heart, Joe, you my guy.
I want to be shout out to
him. I'll be listening to that, and then I might pause it for a second. So that,
and then you and can hear it.
Yeah. You're like, what? But I genuinely don't care about it no more. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, does your stairs have wood on it? Pause.
Yeah.
So it might be like the wood, like...
presses down, and then when it goes back...
No, if your house is hot and cold, like, depending
on... Yeah, all the time.
Then the wood is contracting and expanding.
Oh yeah, that is actually very plausible.
See, I told you, that makes sense. And you just hear EA. When I say random, I'm watching Dark Knight last night.
I mean, the wrong film to watch when you're...
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely the wrong film.
Why? I'm a psychopath. You know, like, I thought I was scared of the dark, so I locked myself in my room, turned all the lights off in my house for about 4 hours and sat there and dealt with it.
Oh, so I'm kind of like that.
Yeah, I'm a psychopath. I was like, no, I can't. I was like, I'm afraid of the dark. You better fucking deal with this shit then.
Yeah, no, I'm like that. I will face a fear like that. One time I nearly drowned, yeah. So because I nearly drowned.
In the shallow end.
because I nearly drowned, I dived right into the deep. I dived right into the water again.
What? Yeah. That's not the way. What? Yeah. That doesn't make sense, Chucky.
I had to.
What do you mean you
because
had to?
Because I'll tell you something. I would never have gone back in the water again. That moment, what happened? If I just said, "Oh, you know, I wouldn't, bro," I would never have gone back in there ever again.
Did you know how to swim?
I thought I did. Listen, do you know what the man said to me?
See,
the man,
I told
this
you.
What happened?
It happened.
The man goes to me, "Oh, listen." This is in Jamaica, funny enough. The man goes to me, "Listen, do you want to dive in this bit here?" So I was like, cool, we're going towards a waterfall part, yeah? We're going to swim towards a waterfall, but before we got there, he's like, "Oh yeah, do you want to go and like dive in this bit?" So no one's doing it. So I'm like, all right, cool, I'll do it. So then I've dived in, yeah? But then like, I'm under the water. And then obviously, naturally, I'm just under the water and I'm thinking, I'm not even thinking nothing. I just know I'm coming back up, innit? And then after a moment, I'm thinking, all right, cool. Maybe it's a bit deeper than I thought it was. And then next minute now, I'm like, rah. In my mind, I'm thinking, I'm not coming. Yeah, I'm like kicking or whatever. And I'm trying to come up. Next minute, bam, someone jumps in and grabs me. Yeah. I'm like, whoa. So my brethren are looking at me like, right, it's a good thing I didn't jump in, yeah? So anyway, I'm like, yeah, nice, quiz. He's saying to me, are you all right? I'm saying, yeah, I'm good. Big man, I was shaken up to absolute bits. Why? If I would have held my hand like this, it would have been going like that, yeah? Now I know we've got to swim towards a waterfall as well. So anyway.
What?
Yes. So anyway, now we start, I see the waterfall from a distance. It looks beautiful. We're swimming towards it, but the closer you get towards it is you start realizing how loud this fucking thing is and how it's like, a waterfall looks good from a distance and you can admire the beauty in it. But when you're right next to it, it's the most intimidating thing in life. It's mental. It's so loud and it's so overbearing.
If you can't swim.
You go like into it.
Yeah, definitely. Because if you go in it, then you sometimes can't come out.
Can't even jump off the boat and swim. It's like, nah, I'll go in the waterfall.
But so anyway, now flipping up, there's a rope on the side. We've come up now, and then you're kind of on just a light little cliff. Then he's like, yeah, so who's jumping off? I immediately said, what do you not do? Like, where were you supposed to dive? He just said, don't dive there. Jump in that side. I said, move out of the way. And I just jumped in. Because I just thought, if I stand here and deliberate with this, not only am I not doing this again, not doing it, I'm not going in the water again. So I jumped in. Come up. And I was all right. And then I was like, it was cool.
Oh, you can swim then after that?
Yeah, I can swim, yeah.
See, I had a story where I jumped in the water. I was huge. I won't go into too much detail. And I had a similar situation like that where I was like, oh my God, am I going to do it? I was so scared. And then you have a moment where you have about 5 seconds to do it. And I felt it. I just ran. And we're in this lake. I jumped. I ain't screamed that loud in my life.
Crazy.
I was begging for them to come and get me. And the saddest thing is, I'm wearing one of them rings around me. So I'm actually not even going anywhere.
No.
I'm not even sinking. So essentially, I'm just still. And, help me! There's nothing wrong with you guys.
So you're not a swimmer?
Not anymore.
Could you swim, EA?
Yeah.
Can you swim?
I'm Australian.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You swim here.
Swim next to to sharks and them type of thing.
But what makes you guys think that you can swim?
Because I swam before.
What makes us think that we can swim?
But no,
what
do
you
mean? I swam before. Could swim.
Come again? What do you mean? What makes us think that we can swim?
Can you swim? Like, could you swim before that?
Yeah, I've swam before.
Yeah, that's what I think. You swam before, yeah.
God knows. I don't know. Do you know what I think it might have been? It might have been I underestimated the current that was under the water or something. I don't know. But I just did not come back up.
Just float.
Exactly. So why do you think that I jumped back in? I'm jumping back in, just taking this 50-50 chance that I'm going to just float back up. Because that's what usually happens. This one time that I've jumped in, it didn't happen. But I'm just hoping that if I jump in this time, I'll just float back up. If I dived back in there and I didn't float back up and someone had to come and get me, then it's done. Because let me tell you something, that ain't happening to me twice when I'm going back in the water. Because you know what happens the third time? Death.
Do you know if it was me, yeah? In my mind, I'm trying to figure out why I jumped back in the water and why it didn't work out for me. I'm like, I overthink. Everyone knows that. I think, then think again, then think about the first two things and think another thought. That happens with swimming. If I was a bit like a couple of my cousins, they are so thoughtless. They just don't care. They just go with the flow. They would have jumped in that thing, and if they couldn't swim, they would have blamed the water. And they would have gone somewhere else and swam. I've jumped in the water, I'm blaming me. I'm like, this doesn't. And then from that moment, I'm panicking. And now I can't swim. I'm just
now,
like,
water is a serious, serious, serious thing. It's a serious thing. Fire, you look at that and you associate that with a bit of danger, innit?
Yeah.
Water, you don't. You can see water and you see the beauty in it and that. Mm-hmm. Mate.
Go on, type into tsunami on YouTube and tell me about beauty. Beauty of backside. God. La vista.
But also, that's soon coming as well. Understand that.
Brother.
Hey, you know we're losing certain places and that because of the rising sea levels.
So then,
you better go to the Maldives quick. I'll tell you that. No, what? Go there quick.
You better go Miami quick then.
Oh yeah, you better go there quick too. Because Miami's soon done.
I had 100 years.
King of Diamonds. Huh?
I had 100 years. Miami done.
100 years?
Miami done.
That's generous.
Oh, for real, innit?
That's generous. 100 years. That might be done in our lifetime, rude boy.
It's true, innit? What do you mean London?
London. Could be. Yeah, we're right by the... Of course. Bournemouth? Forget about that. You better go and get a fish and chips today.
So then where is in the middle where we're the safest? Where are you? I think like Manchester? Liverpool?
Congo.
Oh, in England? Or are you just talking about
England? I'm talking about England because you're now all of a sudden we've got plane tickets. I'm talking about in England, the UK. Where can I go in the middle, which is the furthest from the water? This nigga says Congo. I'm like, what? What?
Yeah, where in the middle? What? Where?
Birmingham. See? It's always the Jamaicans that save us.
Wait, let me just see that.
Birmingham.
It's Midlands. It's in the name.
It is in the name still.
I'm sorry. And obviously, as we know, when the Jamaicans first came to this wonderful country, quote unquote, they went Birmingham. This is not necessarily true. This is just, I know there's a lot of Jamaicans in Birmingham.
Leicester could get a slice.
Leicester?
And Stoke-on-Trent as well.
I'm not going on Stoke-on-Trent.
Yeah, Coventry.
That's a wire for that, actually.
I would say Coventry is literally, technically, really right in the middle.
Why? My auntie lives there. Don't do that. Shout out, Gloria. You're done now. I know I always say I'm going to come, but eventually I will arrive in Coventry.
When
the sea levels get too high. Hi, Ollie.
Quick, back to music, yeah.
Sir.
Honourable shout out to Unknown T. Quickly, I just wanted to say that. Big him up. Mm. He had a project out called Blood Diamond. I see like some conversation about the album was expected to do really well. It didn't do that well. But I listened to it and it was so good, yeah. I'm like, I hope that for him and his team, that first week sales don't stop him from working this project properly. Do you get what I'm saying? And using the rest of the year to still drop videos and to still, you know, do some shows or do something, because this project is 100% worth it. It's called Blood Diamond, if you ain't listened to it. It's genuinely really, really good. So big up Unknown T. I think sometimes the problem is, though, when you are signed to a label, I think this come under Island Records. Go and check quickly. Scroll to the bottom. Yeah, Island Records. If there's money that's being put up, you know how the game works, innit? It's business. So if they've spent a certain amount of money on it and it doesn't do so well, they probably will stop putting money in it. But either way, I hope for him and his team that they're able to find a way to still keep pushing that, and then just see what happens towards the end of the year, see where they're at. But it's definitely good enough, man. So I just wanted to just give Unknown T an honourable shout out still.
Shout out Unknown T, and I want to advise a lot of artists in this climate, man. Like, I saw Joe Budden speak about it, why he rates Kanye West and Travis Scott so much. They put up their own bread. I think it's time for you lot to start putting up your own bread. I think it's time for you lot to start investing in something that you care more about, rather than asking someone else to do it, and then when the results are not what you want, you're having multiple conversations of disappointment. It's very difficult for you to disappoint yourself when you give 100%, but it's very difficult for you to be disappointed when someone else claims they've given 100%. So where we're making so much money right now, I don't understand why people are just not investing in themselves, Chucky. I don't get it.
I hear you. I also think as well, though, that even if you have a company like this that is investing in you,
yeah,
still invest your own money still in yourself. Like, it's still important to do that. Especially in a moment now, let's say, for example, Island do stop putting money towards the project, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, use your bread. Because in the long term, if you're... There could be a dot connected in there somewhere that is going to help your career in the long term that you might not be able to see now.
Chucky, I'll show you exactly what you learn. You learn the procedure to do what they've done. You're literally getting music, and it's your little email. You're sending it over to these guys, and then the whole procedure in music getting released from that moment forth, you have no idea about. If you just say for one time, do you know what? I'm putting out this project myself. I'm doing the marketing. I do everything. When the label's taking long, you can go, that's not meant to take 20 days, my guy. Because when I was doing it, what are you doing? I done it, and boom, 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 I got these results. And I'm just saying, a lot of these people speak ignorantly about how things should be after you've done the music because they've never done it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Invest your own money. Create your own goals. Create your own objectives. Make your own plan for a project and then put it out independently of a distributor. And then when you put it out of a label, at least you've got something to compare it to. Mm. I understand it's two different climates, but you can take a look at the climate and try and make up rough estimations of what it should do. And do you know where I'm coming from? But people are lazy. And then, unfortunately, this conversation is had. It didn't do well. And then the artist is thinking, but I put my heart and soul into this.
Mm.
That's two different conversations, my guy. What you put into it and what comes out of it is two different things.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, man.
But big him up, though.
Of course.
Big him up, man. Big up Unknown T. Do we want to take an element of a conversation we had in the group here?
I'm going to go to the group.
About Soca? Mm.
Oh, yes, we should, because I got attacked. The woman from that page, brother.
Okay, so for context, yeah, there's a, can you go to, what was the page called? I think it's called It's Soca something or the other, innit? Yeah, go in the messages.
It's
anyway, it's like there's a conversation basically talking about what we talked about here in the pod, bro.
Yeah, I remember.
We talked about it. The floats. So they're banning some floats from being able to be on the strip that are not, that don't do masquerades.
All floats for alternative music and some floats for no...
It's alternative music, yeah?
Yeah, alternative music's gone.
Okay, on the strip.
On the strip.
So I talked about this on the pod before where I said, listen.
You're for it.
I am for it. But like, I'd seen this conversation come up like a few years ago. I think I first saw it come up in 2018. Yeah. Where I started to see like people within that the community just saying, like raising a little bit of concern, saying that like the strip is losing its like its authenticity, yeah. But look, I'm not a soca head. So to be honest with you, I just wasn't really paying too much attention to the conversation. Obviously, I've been going to carnival since I was a youth, and I go every year, and I know what I like in carnival. So what I would always do is when I'd come out, it's a bit different now, but I'd come out at Holland Park train station, yeah, walk down the road until I get onto Labrook Grove Road. I'd walk down towards Labrook Grove train station. As I'm doing that, you start seeing like people playing Mass and doing all that type of stuff. And I'm in the mix for a little while, but ultimately you know where I'm going, to the sound systems, because that's my thing.
I hear it.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I hear it.
So when I saw it like come up, I just didn't really pay too much mind to it. Then I noticed that in 2019, the following year, was when the conversation came up about Afrobeats being there.
Yeah.
I started seeing that brewing a bit. And then I would say, I'm watching it, I'm looking at what's going on and whatnot, and I'm like, okay, cool, I understand where people are coming from and whatnot. Anyway, when I went to Carnival recently, still had a good time, I had a great time on the strip and at the sound systems, yeah? On the strip, I noticed it felt extra different to how it had been before.
Previously.
But again, though, me, I'm just here to just have a good time. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to play music. I don't want to do none of that. So whatever is going by, I'm just enjoying it for what it is. But when I took a moment to think about it, I'm like, if I'm being honest, this strip right now feels culturally messy and traditionally messy to me. Like, it's just, there's a lot going on. And I'm like, there's, I just feel like the places for each thing can be here, but they're just in the wrong places. So anyway, this has come up and we had a light debate about it in the group. Do you want to, like, have you got anything to expound on it, or?
I don't know what I'm thinking about it.
Do you feel different about it now?
I don't feel different, no.
Okay.
I feel the same, I'm not too changed.
What's your take?
My take on the situation is this, and obviously I have to first of all admit I'm Jamaican, so I'm going to be biased to what is my preference, and maybe my view shouldn't be taken on board purely because of that. But unfortunately, it's compromise, isn't it? Chucky, I think the moment you live outside of the space in which you're producing a piece of content, there is, whether you like it or not, compromise. I'm not here to discuss whether it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's what happens. If I wanted to make traditional Caribbean food from Jamaica and England, you can't go to a restaurant and tell me it's not compromised. If I want to make commercial hip-hop or Afrobeats music and I bring it over here, you can't tell me there's not going to be a compromise. There's always a compromise. You have to compromise. We're in the Western world, so we can't fully be ourselves. And the compromise I'm asking you to make, because I know you've already compromised to get the opportunity to host a carnival in West London, traditionally from the other islands besides Jamaica, because them love soca more than we. You've had to compromise with someone. With somebody. Now, from my time and my experience in carnival, I have heard reggae on the floats. Not the most. No, of course not. But I've heard it. That's what my dad would, with older my dad signed on, whatever. We just stand next to that float until they played it. And when he didn't play it no more, we'd listen to some soca, and then they'll take us to go get some food or whatever, and then we'll go to a sound system. So that's my experience throughout it. So when that's gone now, I'm like, I understand the tradition. I understand what you're saying. And then I sent you how much people live in Trinidad and how much people go to carnival. And it wasn't to ridicule them saying,
oh, sorry, bro. I read it wrong. I saw what you put in the group, but I thought you put in a different stat. So I replied to it wrongly. I didn't realize that was the number of people that went. Anyway, cool.
Yeah,
people don't know what we're talking about. But yeah,
so I sent a stat in the group. I said 1.5 million people live in Trinidad.
My bad.
There's 2 million people going carnival. Whether you like it or not, we're going to have to compromise. So I'm saying, I know who I'd rather compromise with. My own. I would rather compromise with my own. For the simple fact that in 2024, if that is going to be the only thing you do on the strip, I think you potentially miss out on the little Jamaican boy that wanted to listen to reggae and then goes, wait a minute, that's kind of lit, you know? To the point where he can go Soca V Bashment in the early millennials. I went Soca V Bashment, and then when I would go Carnival, I would try to have separate experiences because my entry point to it was reggae music. And now I'm like, what, we can listen to, this is cold. For you to just eradicate all of that and then just say, just gonna be Soca on the strip, and then restrict all of the other individuals. Bear in mind, there is 1.5 million Trinidadians and 2 million people going Carnival. Not to say everyone doesn't have other people in other islands, just to let you know how small of a group of people it is in comparison to Carnival. I just think now, like, if we take a look at the map of Carnival, the strip's gonna probably be empty. And now you've got bare overcrowding in other areas because all of the other alternative music is going to be played in a place where there's not even that much space. So for me, I'm just like, this is a little bit like, have you been West London? Yeah, there are big streets, but there are some really narrow parts where you're hearing grime and the nearest man to you is literally attached to you. So I'm like, to prevent certain things like that, to make sure that Carnival is still good for everybody because you're going to compromise. I'm saying if it's 100% soca, it can be 95%. It could be 92%, but I understand why you wouldn't want to.
I wish I would wrote down the points that I disagreed with, because there's certain elements of it that I do, but there's one element where I say that, okay, my first and most important point is this, yeah? So I'm definitely on preserving tradition. I think that is like certain elements of it or certain traditions are great to preserve. Others ain't.
Can I just echo that as well?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a believer in that
as well. Of course, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
So, one of the reasons why I think, there's many reasons why, but there's one reason in particular why I feel strongly about this today, yeah, is because there's a lot of conversations about moving Carnival. Like, the outsiders have been looking at trying to move Carnival for some time now. And I believe that if you infiltrate this section of it too much, what they can end up saying and what they will end up saying is, well, it isn't what it used to be anyway. So you lot can just be in the park. Pause. However, wait, let me finish.
Yeah.
However, if this stays to the full tradition of how it's supposed to be and we stick together in that, when it's time to move it, they can't move that. Because this is a traditional thing that has been going on since the 50s.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we've kept it and we've preserved that. You can't now just change it. Because you can't just move it because it's now become something different, even though it's still within our own. Also, my other thing is, again, I guess it kind of lightly goes to the black experience thing that I was talking about before. It's like, nobody is saying that reggae can't be played at Carnival, because it does. That's where I am. Dancehall gets played at Carnival. Jungle gets played at Carnival. Garage gets played at Carnival. Spanish music gets played at Carnival. Everything can get played at Carnival, but certain things just need to be in the right spaces. So I'm like, when I go to the tradition, when I go to the strip here, you're right. I do hear pockets of other things. I do. But you know what it is though? From what I noticed, yeah, traditionally, and I've seen this for years, the soca DJs have been really smart at how they do it. So they'll be playing soca. That's predominantly what they do. But within the BPM that it might be, let's say there's a soca song that is like 114 BPM or whatever, and they're playing a bunch of tunes. They might just fling in a Jay Huss, Who Told You. Just like, they might mix it in a little piece or whatnot. It gets everyone jumping, then they go back into soca again. They do that in all of the other soca islands. That is a traditional thing that they do. I think what they're saying here is that, and which I saw, is that there are trucks, and look, Poe.
I don't like the fact they use JTG.
I know. See, this is the thing. This is the thing, yeah? If I'm being honest, and if we are being honest, maybe your point is ultimately how you feel, but I think that you, because J2K is your friend, you feel like he's under attack. And so your argument is based upon the fact that they're using his thing as his truck in particular, because I didn't see the other trucks, they're using his truck as an example of what shouldn't happen, and no, you feel a way about that.
No, that's an add-on. That goes without saying. If someone's my friend and they do something, of course, but
if you push that aside.
The last thing I want is for people to believe that's the only reason why I'm here. Me and culture is documented.
before niggas even knew where it was. It's documented about my importance and my significance, the how important these things are to me. It's documented. So I don't want it to, I don't want people to think just because J2K is my friend, all of a sudden I care about Carnival. My history is documented. I'm certified when it comes to this thing. So I've done youth work from 15 years old. So when it comes to issues within black culture, it's not because J2K is my friend. I'm
fair,
certified.
Okay, fair. Okay. Maybe it isn't. But Carnival, Notting Hill Carnival, is massive.
Exactly.
This here, in what they're doing, yeah, or like not just them, but it's like this is sound system culture. So there's nothing stopping anyone from setting up a sound system and doing the same thing. Like no,
it's
like
not the same
always,
thing.
Huh?
Like Chucky,
it is the same thing.
It's not Chucky. How can you tell me my experience? I wouldn't tell you your experience. So I'm saying to you, my experience in Carnival, this is my preference. Because this is what I've done
but your
since
preference
I was
is,
with my
but
dad.
But that's not traditionally, that is not what that strip is for. I'm saying what they are doing
my
here.
My guy, I'm not saying it is. I'm saying this is how I've experienced Carnival.
Yeah.
We are in Notting Hill,
right.
West London of England, where there's predominantly white people. And I'm saying, I know for a fact, no one can't tell me nothing and I have no proof. But any work you want to do over here, you're going to have to compromise it a little bit.
I don't think you need to compromise the strip.
But that's what they're... Of course you need to compromise.
I don't think you
no,
do.
No, you need to compromise.
If you don't like it, you don't have to be there.
You know you're narrowing it down to the strip.
You do know if you don't like it, you don't have to be right, there.
One second,
it's free.
My guy, one second. You're narrowing it down to the strip. I've just said to you, I spoke about Carnival and one aspect of Carnival that I'm not going to like. I've then said to you, the reasons why I don't think this is smart is purely because you're making a situation that covers a large space predominantly for a group of people that don't even have enough people to fill out Carnival in the first place. So I then say to myself, that means you're going to have where there's bigger spaces, smaller groups of people, and where there's smaller spaces, bigger groups of people. Now, if you think Carnival is definitely declining because they're playing other music, I would say, I don't see that in the press. Do you know what I see in the press? Violence, stabbing, all of this stuff when it's not really happening. So what do we think about, and I could be wrong, but 2024 Carnival, loads of spaces which are condensed everywhere
what,
in the back streets with bare utes.
Do you know why I disagree? Do you see how many clips of the strip, yeah?
Yeah.
Of, do you remember, there was a video that went around of the people that were dancing on the bus stop and they fell through.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, because we came out of the end of COVID,
that was crazy.
There was X amount of people that came to COVID, to Carnival, yeah?
Yeah.
If you saw how packed the Ladbroke Grove Road, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, it was absolutely, and I was stuck in that, bro. I ain't never been in anything like that before.
For what?
Because there was just a crazy amount of people on Ladbroke Grove Road.
Yeah.
So you're saying that your argument
is... So you're talking about the Ladbroke Grove Road where the buses are?
Yes, exactly.
That's what I'm speaking about. So that's the biggest open space. Imagine that in the back streets is what I'm saying to you.
Nah. So the... I don't... No.
Because remember that at that time, I was there because I was squashed on the wall. Obviously, I was with a pretty thing, it's me. And then I remember the music that was being played. It wasn't predominantly soca, which means a large proportion of the people that were there, and they're younger people, I doubt it was just soca that brought them there. And I know for a fact, because I was there, it wasn't soca that was just playing on the strip. So now we're going to have potentially, not there for sure, potentially them situations happening in the... I think that's
disagree.
Even worse, bro.
I disagree, bro.
So then if them people are not going to be there celebrating it, even though we can see the
They'll
evidence,
still be there. They will still be there.
So
do you know what I think? One of the reason beings why that strip was as big, why Carnival was like that in the first place anyway,
yeah.
was pretty much because we came out of COVID and everyone was in their yard.
Yeah, that's
that.
For
so
sure.
That was one element.
That's
of
an
it.
Extreme
That's
example.
One element of it. Yeah. One element of it, yeah. But I also think that like sometimes for some people, if you keep the tradition the way that it is, what will happen is for a couple of years, everyone will go to Carnival because they think it is what it is. And then after a period of time, when they realize, right, this thing is just too traditional for me, they're not even going to come in the first place anyway. Why? Because maybe they can't find the dance hall that they want because they're going to certain places and they can't, you know, for whatever reason, when they go to Saxon, they're not even playing it. And when you go to the strip, all it is soca. So it's not for you. It's just not for you.
Do you know what it is?
I don't think you should compromise that.
I'm going to do this. Because do you know what's so crazy? Like, I don't want to sound like I'm not making sense because I know I am. So I've got to figure out how do I make this more defiant so people can understand that I'm not saying something that just doesn't make sense. People, I remember being gassed to go and listen to Fat Joe Lean Back at Carnival. Now, that nigga ain't from anywhere in the Caribbean. That guy can't even say the word nigga. That song has nothing to do with Caribbean culture. But I remember that being in a group of people and doing Lean Back, and there was a bag of us. That's 2004, Chucky. That's before I even met J2K. So just to reiterate and emphasize my point, you see all of their moments moving forward where there's large groups of people celebrating one particular song. I have never seen it being soca. That's number one. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Wait, that, one second.
Irrelevant, bro.
But it's not irrelevant because I haven't landed. I haven't landed. You've just stopped me halfway through. Let me land. I've always seen them situations on the strip. Always. And I've always seen that large group of people knowing that song word for word on the strip. So my third and final part of it is, Chucky, there is nothing you can say to me in this room that will convince me. Maybe people at home and so on and so forth. But there's nothing that you can say to convince me that that group of people, if they're not accommodated on the strip, that them being accommodated off the strip in areas where there's less room will not be an issue. There's no way anybody can convince me, because I've seen, even just last year, how mad it was one point when we turned the corner at the roundabout and you go down that long road when you're on the strip on Labrador, Westbourne. So when we got to Westbourne and we've gone down there, yeah, the only thing they had to do to stop the man them going crazy was play one particular song. I can't remember what the song it was, but it wasn't soca, it wasn't dancehall. And then all the youth them started listening. And I was like, rah. Like, this thing's crazy. So I'm saying to you, there is an influence, Chucky, whether we want to admit it or not, of not just dancehall. Push dancehall to the side, or reggae. Push soca to the side. There's other musical influences and people that come. And if they're not catered to, I'm telling you, Chucky, this is basic. There's going to be issues.
There's two things at play here. One, Carnival, I'm not sure if you know, over the period, over years, have been suppressed.
Yeah, I know.
By the government or whoever. Yeah.
I know.
So Carnival traditionally was bigger. Yeah. Essentially, the argument here, if anything, should be to expand Carnival to how it traditionally was before.
Then that's, you don't have a problem.
That's one element of it, yeah. But secondly, I think that, like, you're also looking at things through one particular lens. Because I remember a time when I said, and I do this sometimes, I'll be like, ah, the Carnival tune is going to be this. Then all of a sudden, everyone starts to remind me that my world and what I see in Carnival is much bigger than through what is through my own eyes. So when I'm looking at, okay, cool, this rap song or this thing or whatever, there's still a whole world of people that listen to soca music or whatever, and they have their own soca songs. And I believe that the majority of the people that come to Carnival are not me or, like, they're not me or the soca lot. These are just white people that are coming to, or people that are, like, from outside of the culture that are coming to experience a celebration of culture. And I think that those celebrations should be done in the right way. So when people go and they see it and they view it, it's supposed to be authentic, or they're coming away from it looking at it through a diluted lens. That's my argument. Bearing in mind, I'm not a soca guy.
Bear in mind,
I'm not a soca guy. I'm just saying that, like, and it's not going to change me. I'm not going to, it doesn't mean I'm going to stand on the strip and it's not really my thing. But what I'm saying is that, like, there's so much space. And if anything,
there isn't.
And if anything, there is, bro. Chucks, you know what? There is. There definitely is.
We complain about every year about people being stuck in certain, there's not so much space.
There's space. There's space. It's not a problem. It's actually not even a problem.
I don't know.
It's not a problem.
Every year it is, though. Every year it's a problem, though.
It's not a problem, bro.
No,
it's not a problem. The problem is that strip is being diluted in from a cultural aspect. That's the biggest problem from my perspective. And all we need to do is either campaign for more space, if anything, or just set up a sound system. It's not like, it's not hard.
Bro, like it's I said, hard. Every time I go to the strip,
just leave them.
The sound I predominantly hear is soca. I've never gone on the strip and heard any other sound predominantly more than soca. Last year,
on the strip,
I spent the whole of Carnival on the strip.
Bro. Do you know what, this is the thing, yeah? We are clearly seeing this very differently. Because I was on the strip.
Can I finish?
Go on. Finish.
The only two...
I've never been on a truck, by the way.
I was on a truck. And I was walking on the strip with the
other
truck.
I'm always on the strip.
I'm on the truck where there's other trucks. So, like, those are the things I'm speaking about. Those trucks are the music they play. So, therefore, I'm in the thick of it. When I've come off the bus, J2K's bus could not compete with the soca thing in front and could not even touch the soca thing behind.
But that's two.
My bro. I can't finish. When I've walked off and said, let me see if this is actually really happening, I've come to see, if I'm honest with you, Chucks.
You, bro, I gotta go.
We got.
I've literally gotta go.
And look who's coming here as well.
Oh, it's mad.
Go on, brother.
Just like, I don't want you to finish.
Yeah,
your
yeah.
Thing. Go on.
I'm saying, when I walked off and I didn't see every bus, I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah.
Chucky, every bus was Soca, and I was loving it because, to be honest with you, people were going crazy.
Yeah, they were going crazy.
So when I hear them make the other sounds an issue, I'm like, do you know the only reasons why you will think it's an issue? Genuinely. The biggest reactions from people I see, large groups that are recorded, is alternative music. Barring that, my bro, I'm just hearing, I don't have no other
you
reason to know
do,
Soca.
You can't do that, bro.
What do you mean
like,
I can't,
you can't
do that?
Do that. Like, Soca is bigger than just that one song. And no, also, saying, on top of that, bro.
No, but I'm saying to you, I shouldn't know that song. Like that. I shouldn't know any Soca songs. But I end up knowing Soca songs when they come on, because the only
you know
time
that song, no, bro, you know that song because of, it's a classic that we've heard from a long
yeah,
time.
From
but
Carnival.
If you,
I'm going
not from
Carnival.
Carnival, but it's just a thing.
How can you tell
but
me where I've heard the song from? This is
but
ridiculous.
But bro, hear what I'm saying, yeah? Hear what I'm saying.
God.
I'm on the strip. Yeah. I'm not on nothing, bro. I'm on the strip.
But you said you
and
had to
one
go
day,
to the sound system part.
Of course, bro. But I'll go and get food. Mm. So like, I'll be there. What? Okay, so let's say, for example, the Sunday. When yeah. I went on the Sunday, yeah? My first thing that I did, ate, whatnot. We're standing on the strip. We're on Kensal Road. So before I go to the sound system, there's a bunch of trucks that are going past me on Kensal Road, yeah? Mm-hmm. There was one truck that was an Afrobeat truck. And I thought, oh, okay, this is interesting. There wasn't much people around it, but there was something going on. Mm-hmm. The next truck that came by was just playing Bear Dancehall. The next truck that came by was playing Soca. The next truck that came by after that was like playing a bit of like, it was like some UK songs or whatever. And I remember I'm standing next to my mummy and I'm saying to my, because I was with my mum for that first part of it. And I'm saying, rah, like, this start this is it's feeling different.
Yeah,
it wasn't
right.
a pro wait it wasn't a problem because everything other than the Afrobeat one, it was just at that time they were playing music that I just didn't really like, but everything else I liked it. So from a selfish point of view, I'm still enjoying myself, I'm eating food, but I'm watching this and I'm saying to myself, this just feels very different to me. When I came back on the Monday again, before I've hit the sound system, I'm standing where Dub Vendor used to be, which is by the flyover, and it's the same thing again. I'm like, it's a mixture of floats. Now, it wouldn't, to me, I don't think I would notice it if, in my experience, there was Soca float, Soca float, Soca float. It's all playing, and it's everyone playing mass, because again, that's their thing.
Yeah,
they
mass,
are
yeah.
playing mass. There's a whole thing happening here. Okay, cool. They're just doing their thing or whatever. And then you know, there's like the one-off truck that is doing X, Y, and Z. It's like, again, when I'm standing on the strip, I'm just hearing a mixture of stuff. And in my mind, that's like, we are diluting the tradition of what happens here. From a selfish point of view, I can still enjoy it because I'm getting elements of the sound system culture on the strip. All I'm saying is, we need to just find a way to leave them to do their thing, to play mass. If anything, widen Carnival. Let's have that conversation. Let's make it where how it used to be. Or at least, I don't know, 20% or 30%. And just have a sound system. That's what the garage lot do.
So well, one part that can't happen is you're saying widen Carnival. It's not up to us lot.
Yeah, it's not. So but you know what? Maybe if you make enough noise.
Nah, it's not up to us lot. Come on now. We make a bus noise about no racism and fucking hell, Jesus.
True.
So I'm saying to you, when it comes to this whole thing about the music, see that experience you had? If I had that, I would share your view. I wouldn't want to see all of that because, like I said, I want to see Gyalem enjoy themselves. I like Carnival for them type of reasons, and Soca make Gyalem enjoy themselves. So I'm not trying to say get rid of the Soca. It's not my vibe.
No.
I'm just
saying, you're not saying
if I'm going to the strip,
you're saying make
and
a
it's
compromise.
100% Soca. For me, in a England, that just doesn't make it. Even as a marketing strategy, if you want
to
grow Carnival and make it bigger,
we don't need to.
But you're only saying the thing. Everything you're saying is based upon what's happened. And if you're taking a look what's happened, we're complaining about what's happened. So when you change what's happening now, it's going to change the dynamic of it. So it's all good and well saying we've got 2 million people at Carnival now, but that's due to the things that people don't like. I'm saying if you Carnival is ideally what you want, then I want to see what happens every single year. Because I'm saying to you, young people have a huge influence on everything. And if we're trying to say we don't see the videos of younger people enjoying Carnival in a way that makes someone at home go, I can't wait to go Carnival next year and do my thing. And it's always going to be larger groups of young people. I'm just saying they have an influence on this situation. I wouldn't want to just eradicate everything they're saying just because it may for 5 minutes every bloody hour ruin the traditional side of carnival. It's like, my guy, it's, I'm asking for 5 to 7% alternative music on the street.
So even then, like the 5%, I don't think anyone's arguing against that.
If it's 50% is ridiculous, Chucky. 25% is ridiculous. But I'm saying,
I think that's
if
what
I
it is, bro. That's
my argument. I don't want
but
that.
But that's the argument. So the argument is that I don't think that like it's a thing where they're saying that every truck should. Oh, when I went to Antigua, that's not what happened. But when I went to Antigua, and I'm fully in the mix of a traditional carnival. There was still little changes of music because that's what they do. It's part. It's all. Chucky, we're all here together.
Remember, I'm talking to you about this, but I'm saying to you, I talk to other people about this. And when I talk to you about this, if that was what I was getting from them, no problem. There's nothing to argue about. Chucky, when I talk to these people, they say 100% soca. So I go, that doesn't make sense to me. And I can't argue the point that you're arguing with them because they're not saying what you're saying.
Okay, I hear that. But hear what I'm saying. Even if they turn around and they said 100% soca, I'd say, yeah, go on with it.
That's
because
fair enough.
I'm saying, you know, ultimately I'm saying at the end of it all, yeah, if it's just not for you, then you don't need to be there. We'll figure the rest out.
Listen, I understand that. But again, all the, you know, we'll just go around in circles. I go R&B slow jams, I hear dancehall.
Yeah, not all the time.
No, but fam, right. Fair enough, but I hear alternatives. Can't tell me I don't.
Not
I do.
All the time, bro.
Whatever, man,
not
I hear alternatives. Time. I go grime. I can go grime dance and hear dancehall. I go to a grime event and they play dancehall.
Do you know
I
what? Actually, let me take
you
up on this.
Let me finish because that triggered you.
Go on. Because
it happens.
Go on.
I'm saying to you, I go to most things in life which is for people and there is a compromise. Everybody works at a compromise. Bloody football's working at a compromise right now. And I'm just saying, for these individuals to just go, we're not willing to compromise. I'm just like, my guy, you know what the saddest thing is? No matter what you tell me, for you to hold carnival in Notting Hill, you are compromising with someone. Why don't we try also compromise with our own?
Okay,
you
firstly, have to compromise with firstly, R&B and slow jams is a false equivalent because we are 2 years old. Carnival is, go and do the research, please. So that's traditionally their thing. Secondly, yeah, the other thing is that if you come to R&B and slow jams and ask for bashment, I'm going to tell you to leave. Because it's R&B and slow jazz.
But no one's
so wait, wait, wait.
That.
So wait.
We're going to.
So wait,
to
wait,
an
wait,
event
wait, 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 wait. So wait. If you come and it so happens to happen, yeah, then it's a bonus. You can enjoy that. We give that to you as a little thing, a little treat. If you
pause,
want.
Pause. So why do you do that?
Just to change it up a little bit. That's it.
Why? But also, bro, why else do you know?
But bro,
that?
We don't have to do that.
You don't. But why else?
Do you know
do
why
it?
We did? We didn't do it at Roundhouse.
Oh, but why else do you do it?
Just for a little change. That's it.
Also,
literally,
you know the audience for that.
No,
is
not at
all.
You don't
think the audience
not
for that
is even a tiny bit.
So
not
you don't,
even a tiny
you don't
bit.
So you would provide alternative music.
Let me give you an actual fact. I'm going to give you an actual fact. Yeah, when we did the first ever R&B and slow jams, which was in Trent Park, UK. Yeah. There, yeah. So it was R&B and slow jams the whole time. Slick came and played after me. Yeah, there was no musical process at this point, so it was the first one that we ever did. So I never sat down with the DJs and said, at this time play this era. It was just, everyone just did a free for all or whatever, yeah? So anyway, after me, Slick came back on and started playing R&B. And then he decided, you know what? Let me just change it a tiny bit. He did, it went off. And then we said, do you know what? Maybe if we do this, we could just call it an interval period. So sometimes if you come, you might get it, but you might not get it. It's just a bonus. But if you come and you expect it, it's a problem for you. Now, because it's R&B and slow jams.
All I'm saying is this.
And that's what the strip does, basically, by the way. They give an interval period.
Me. When you work at a compromise, people are happier. I'm saying you make products for people. Now, I don't feel that every time I go to R&B slow jams, if I hear any Sean Paul, I don't walk out of that event thinking to myself, oh, that's not authentic R&B event. Like, it's, I appreciate we work at things that are compromised. So if your objective is to not lose tradition in carnival, I don't understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, how 5 to 7% will make you lose tradition when you're traditionally throwing something that's in England. God. It's not even in Trinidad.
I don't think anyone's saying 5 to 10%. By the way,
no, I don't. I'm arguing with you. When I take this conversation out of this, this God. Is what everyone's arguing. I'm saying, but I only want 5 to 10%, or 5 to 7.
By the way, that five to seven changes the whole dynamic of J2K's thing. By the way,
what's that? Of course it does. That, right? Of course it. But this is not about you. Okay. Keep making it about that, my guy. Not me. I'm making it about my dad. I'm making it about Fat Joe Lean back when I was at. I wasn't around J2K then.
I'm making.
So this
it,
is
I'm
my
making,
experience.
And I'm
growing
making
up
it
in
about
carnival.
Tradition of soca.
Furthermore, grime. There's been certain grime times when I'm walking on the street.
Yeah, but
do
you know
mad.
What? That's because of the BPM thing, and that's what I was telling you about. It's like certain soca songs are one what, 140 BPM, 139. So sometimes what they will do is they'll be playing soca, and then as a little fun, they'll just dash in a pow or like a
thing. And I'm saying to you, if that's the compromise they're speaking about, you ain't hearing a peep out of me. I've said that. I've just said, you said, that's not you, the case. Not you. Dave said, when I spoke to them, because I told you, she was angry at me at 2:30 in the morning. It's too angry. It's too early.
She wasn't in the country.
Whatever. That's what I said. Whatever. You are never. I've caught your back to you in the corner, and you didn't say that. You said, "Oh, you must think everyone's at the same."
Yeah,
but I'm looking at the way you're talking. I'm like, I know this. You're London. You're Caribbean London. You can't.
But she might be from Manchester. EA, what was you going to say and talk loud?
I was going to say you're both. I feel like you're both. You both have a point, right? Whereby the tradition shouldn't be lost, and the reality is. Somebody like you who's been in it for a long time, or somebody like you've been in it a long time.
Not as long as I haven't been in long as Chucky, but.
But the fact is that you guys kind of understand the tradition. When coming to the younger generation, they don't.
So then, what do you do? Do you dilute the tradition because they don't understand it, or do you preserve it and then whoever's here for it stays with it? And whoever isn't goes
pause
somewhere
for a
else.
Second. Pause. You've made it black and white. Nothing in life is black and
white. Well, you do that shit all the time.
Possibly.
What are you talking about?
Let's create a grey area.
Black and white guy.
What? Oh, didn't you?
You are full
sorry,
of shit.
Let me go. Let me finish your point.
Go.
One second. This obviously people at home watch this raise voices and nonsense. We wanted people to improve their argument,
I'm
not
the
raise their voice.
He's the black
my
and
argument,
white,
pretty decent.
He came up with something. Said something about R&B and the fact that they have an interval period because they just play. Music and whatnot.
I wasn't picking it up. Everyone does it.
But,
I heard Dancehall at Emirates. You know, I first heard when I went to the Highbury, pub music. We're evolving.
I'm with you.
Let's go.
But the main thing he said is that you're coming there, and if you expect that music, it's a problem because it's R&B. The problem, the main thing here is that people are going to Carnival, they're expecting. To hear dancehall, they're expecting to hear X, Y, Z.
That's the argument.
But they shouldn't be.
That's the argument.
So this is what I will say to this, just to close
that's
it, because
argument.
This is for me. This is crazy. If I come to your house and I never take off my shoes, and after 9 years you go, Bing, when you got to start taking your shoes? What's brother? I've never had this experience before, and now you're just throwing this on me. Pause. Great song by MDDB. I'm saying to you now. We take a look at Carnival. I said, even though Chucky is trying to create this narrative, and I got to make sure the comments are correct, I'm not making this about J2K. I knew Carnival before J2K, as crazy as it sounds. And I'm saying to you, my experiences in Carnival from a young man on the strip, I've not just heard fully soca. So if you're coming to do that now in 2024, me saying, my God, this is a bit weird, you've created this narrative in my mind. I didn't make Carnival. I didn't tell people what to play. This is what I've experienced. Now, if that changes as I've become an adult, naturally, I'm going to go, what do you mean? And then I go, what about that 5 to 7%? No. I'm like, raw. Then Chucky comes here and says, no, they do play other alternative music. So why are you arguing when I said 5 to 7%? It looks like you just want the whole
the
of
music,
soca.
The music, is crazy. The music is played within soca music.
I have that's, no that's not.
So the argument is
I'm
that.
I'm cool for that.
And also, remember, there's a certain style in the way that they play it.
I'm cool so for that.
So that,
I'm not hearing me complain. I'm just saying that's all still.
So
my argument is still right. It's alternative music.
So their argument is that the trucks that don't do that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Okay, not from what I read. They just want soca. They just want soca, and that's what they want.
The main argument is that.
Playing dancehall.
Yeah.
Mainly, that's why it's there. It shouldn't be there.
It should be a sound system. That's what I'm saying.
But if it's a soca truck that is going to play dancehall or any other alternative.
I know what he's saying. I've said 5 times in this convo, you're going to edit it so you can watch it back. You're a smart lad. I've said to him on numerous times, if they were saying the same thing Chucky's saying, we wouldn't be saying any of this now. Guess what, Mr. Big Man, maybe to you. I am my own man with my own 24 hours. I'm not Molly May. I believe we all have different 24 hours. Within the 24 hours that I experience and I speak to these guys, at 2:31 in the morning when they claim they're in other countries, but they're really in Manchester, they're upset. And I'm just like, this doesn't feel right.
But
I'm saying the same thing Chucky's saying, apparently.
I would go as far as saying this. If it is going to be a black and white thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, keep the 5 to 7%. But if you don't want to, then that's where the 5 to 7%.
Cool. All I'm going to say is I feel something.
But if it's any more than that, that's a problem.
No problem. I would like to see Carnival moving forward now. I want soca. You're right. Let's peep it all soca on the strip. I'm sure everything's going to be nice and safe and everyone's going to have a good time.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think so. And then I think what will happen is after a period of time, the people that it's not for them will just stop coming.
Yeah.
Do you get what you I'm saying?
You lot think, this is what I love, you lot are so funny. Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, all them kids where the carnival's just cropped up on their fucking lap, they're not going to stop going. Big man, I could walk out my door, I'm in carnival. Why am I going to stop going? What are we talking about? When I was a younger, I was going BP for no bloody reason. They had little music in there, we were stealing drinks. You're going to tell me not go? No, no. People are going to go to their convenience. If I can go on a strip and see gal, don't I'm going. The moment I get bored,
we'll go there and listen to Soca on a strip. Then how about that? Cool. No problem. Yeah. Go and in fact, let me rephrase that. Go and take in some tradition. How about
cool.
that?
Cool. Yeah.
Go and take that, and then if you want, come and check me by.
Go tell the Queen as well. Apparently, she loaned some gold back to Ghana. You know, England. Let's just all take on tradition.
Hey, yeah, right. By the way, yeah, we had a guest here now.
Who turned up? No.
Now.
That's all I've come though. No, homo.
Do you want to? You can keep the pod going if you want, but I have to go.
I have to go as well.
Brother.
That is the subject, isn't it? Jamaican barber, Jamaican.
Wait, you
said that. I hear it. Watch out, you man.
You're going to have to. Next
bad
week.
Timing, man. Sorry for being late. We could you do save next this week? For another thing. Yeah, I'll come again.
By the way, quickly, I know that we usually record on a Friday, yeah? But last time we did last Thursday, and then we're doing Thursday again, yeah? Can we do Thursday next week? Because I got a funeral to go. Yeah. Actually, we already are.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you said next week Thursday. Yeah. I thought my dad, you were scaring me.
So yeah, boom. Next Thursday, yeah? Come sit down with the IDEM and we have a reason.
No, appreciate it.
Where did you travel from?
East.
That's mad.
And you know what? I would have loved for you to come and jump
I'll drag him back. I'll drag him back.
Lee, you gotta come.
I'll drag him back.
Nah, so I'm worried now that what's gonna happen is because you've come all this way, you're not gonna.
No, it's cool. It's cool. It's on me. It's on me. Yeah. No, it's on my barber because I was actually sitting in the chair for an hour. He come, he started my hair, he left to say he's got to pick up his son, and I was sat in the chair with he's hot, like 25% of my head done, so I couldn't have left.
Is it?
Yeah, but he's my mate, so he knows he can play games with me, so.
Yeah, I hear it still.
It's where it is.
Boom, so you're past you as well, yeah? Alright, sit, please.
I love that.
Have you got a howler quickly? Because you might as well just fling one
in. I'm sorry, I text you some of them, yeah. My brother, man. Come on. Whoa, you got to... Just chill. Do you know what? The one I'm going to go to is quickly is I think we're going back in time in history. I'm just going to play something that stinks. That's enough. That guy's called Benzino. For everyone that is born in the after the year 2000, Benzino is an individual that used to own the Source Award, the Source magazine. And he had a war with Eminem a long time ago. And we didn't really care then. And he's decided now that his daughter's famous, that he's going to reignite this so-called beef because Eminem said something about him. Benzino, I don't know you. I imagine you're a gangster. I imagine you're really bad and all of that.
Is he?
I just think,
you see sex?
Is he?
He had a what?
A what?
Yeah. It's on the timeline. It's on the time. Unfortunately.
You see what I talk about Twitter porn?
I was unfortunate enough to come across it on the timeline yesterday. If you type it into it, type Benzino.
I'm not even going for it. What, dick out everything?
It's mad because you know what it is. I see someone quote tweet it saying Benzino's getting his pussy ate. Yeah,
but
actually looks like that when you see it, it's like
Hold on a minute.
Girls, you need to look at it. A girl's performing oral, but when
and she's casually getting straight to his stomach.
Yes, basically.
Oh shit!
So the quote tweet with the footage I saw, it was just mental.
Benzino, you also said that you can take money off your daughter whenever you want. I just think, personally, my guy, if I'm ever you and Zaina Khalifa turn 18, I have failed. God bless you. God bless America. And Australia's not real.
Hey, did you see what someone said about him, actually? No, it was about Eminem.
What did they say about Eminem?
They said there's a video footage of him arguing with someone at, I don't know, he's at some game, yeah?
Mm.
And you know he's got a beard. So someone quote tweeted and said, the older Eminem gets, the more he looks like Mariah Carey dressed as him.
Look at him. Doesn't that look like Mariah Carey dressed as Eminem? That's mad.
Why are you so obsessed with me? One of the best diss tracks of all time.
That looks like Mariah Carey dressed as Eminem.
That's was that mad. A diss track
to Eminem? That's actually Eminem.
That's a diss track. And last one, before, because we have to go, I've got the jacket on right now. Ten Hag, I know you watch HC Pod because you've got nothing else to do with your life. My guy, you just got to be honest in life, you know, it's 2024, I like this year of the honesty. just say I don't like the mixed race youth from South London. That's all you got to say. This sort of like trying to figure out a new way of saying Jadon Sancho has done something bad is jarring. If I was Gaffer, I would just keep it 100. Sancho, I don't like you, fam. I don't like you, cuz. And then don't have to move forward. But just say that, Ten Hag. All of these lies, because Sancho's going crazy in Germany. One love.
But didn't, what's his name, do that?
Who's that?
Troy
Deeney.
Yes.
And then guess what?
He got sacked.
But the next employee now knows what they're dealing
that's
with.
That's true.
Ten Hags.
That's true.
Your things here are being evasive.
That's true.
That's what my mum used to do. We don't like that, my brother.
Do you know what? I hear that, actually.
I don't like people that are evasive. I don't like people that like misconceptions and manipulation. All of that. It means you're afraid of the truth. God can see. One love.
Yeah, and then now when you want to start coming out and talking, it just seems disingenuous because that's not what you do. And now all of a sudden you just come, like, it just seems weird.
Like, Jadon Sancho can go on Twitter, on Instagram and say something bad and you go crazy. Marcus Rashford can go on a night out on a boozer, go absolutely crazy. Say to you, he's sick the next day. You give him almost a 700 grand fine. 700 bags fine. And he's back in the squad.
700 bags, he's feeling that one.
Oh, of course he's feeling that one. Same way Kaisen felt his 300 bags.
He's feeling that one.
Yeah, man, he felt that.
All right, listen, anyway. But next week, yeah?
Listen, apologies.
No, it's fine. It happens. Apologies. I think, apologies. Who did this before? Someone came mad.
Wiley. Shout out Wiley for not going to the den.
Wiley.
Wiley, shout out for being at the den. I really enjoyed you, man. You were sick, fam. Shout out Wiley at the den. Wiley always makes his appearances.
Hey, thanks for listening, everyone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.